Kol Svara.
We have two topics. Well, first, I stand corrected about yesterday's shiur. Thank you very much for correcting me. I got Beshek, that whole thing in Big Fan Tzon about beautiful Shtikul Torah, Dar Sameh, Tesla, Nachatesla, Nachalas Asuras. Thank you for finding it. Now, yes, the whole thing is based upon the solution of Tom Cook is Lav Daraisa. We pass as Daraisa. But she showed me there's a parenthesis there, which I overlooked. I know I overlooked the mental block. I don't want to talk about not by not. There's such a thing called not by not, which, according to most authorities, would be a daraisa by not by not the yisura. Obviously, but he quotes there from some post, and we say it's only the rabbanon. If it's the rabbanon, then even if you're cooking a if your tanki is daraisa, you're cooking a pot. So let's make a little arithmetic. Chaza went into the pot, okay, and now the taste goes from the chaza into the pot. And from the pot back into the potatoes, we cook in the same pot. That's called not by not the yisura. We all just said the raisa. But somehow that's the rabbanon, and then even if Tom gives the raisa, the same logic would apply. Okay, so that's fine. Today I want to talk about milk. And I was asked to speak about it by Rabbi Ike Sultan, because he's officially our assistant, and he said, you know, you have to, if you're talking about the sister, you have to talk about milk. I said, okay, right, I wasn't going to talk about milk, but okay, I listened to the assistants. He didn't tell me what the whole my mind at home about it. Is that nervous? Is that too much? A little bit, but he did send to look with a few different sources, which I decided to show you. Halacha l'maisa. So, I found it. Rabbi Bleich Shlita has a whole piece on this in tradition. Which tradition is this?
2007. It says it on the bottom of the page.
Oh, it says at the bottom of the page. Okay.
He printed it in Chelek Hey of Contemporary.
I have that at home. Okay. But I just didn't. I'm not current with all the. I'm not current. This is recent halachic periodic literature, but I'm not current with it. Okay, is this big enough? I want to read. You can see.
A little bit bigger.
How do I make it bigger? Plus sign. Hear this.
Plus sign. Yeah. A couple times.
Is there no kosher?
Over on
the
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
If I scroll once, we'll go for every page. Or after
every page.
Okay. Okay. Rabbi said the Gemara in the Masechta Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that you follow the Achi Rab Mahatos. Okay, fine. So therefore, I'm reminded that they once asked Rabbi Moshe Heinemann Shlita. In a very accusatory tone. What? You mean your conscious organization, the Star K, you rely upon Rov? Well, you know, today that's not the age of Chumras. You know, well, you have to make sure. So he looks at him and says, you know, my dear friend, do you drink milk? You do an MRI on every animal to make sure that there's not a trefa. So every time I drink milk, we're long on a rove. Assuming we don't check the cow, just check it out when we drink milk. Okay, fine. Good. Rove. Tradition 41-1-2008. That's where it's found. And then it's reprinted in the safe. Okay, fine. Miyotamatsui means, again, because I want to stick to the non-Gemara sources, we can look it up at the Gemara, but come into it a little later day. We talk a little more about checking when it comes to books. That's more the meister for you and me. This is just today's discussion. We're working with the assumption that you can not drink milk, which we'll see not everyone agrees to, but the meister, we're talking with that assumption. Books is much more complex. So we'll get to the checking of Mir Amozi, how you define it, and specifics about it, what the unit is, talk about books. But now we're talking about milk. So talk about cows. Before we get to the milk, the cows. Some cows have trefa, right? So we pass in the halacha that every cow that we shecht, every animal we shecht, you have to check the reya, check the lung. Why? Because we call a miut hamatzui. A miut hamatzui. There are quite a few, a significant percentage of animals have problems with the lungs. And if you're required to check it, if you didn't check it, the lung got lost. We passed it the cow was kosher because you follow the rov. But presumably, Mr. Rabbanan, You're quoting a check for Mir HaMotzi. Fine. Okay, we're not going to the product right now.
Sorry, can I just repeat that again? You only have to check the loans for...
There are 18 trefes.
Okay.
We don't check for 17 of them. Only one.
Because that one is already...
That's Motzi. The others are not Motzi.
You check it after you shaft it, not after you milk it.
Obviously.
Right.
So, I'm just giving an example. The Mir HaMotzi, you have a rabbanah to check it out when you want to eat the meat, not if you want to drink the milk. You're not required to check. One could argue, had it been a chiv the right for the check, you have to shaft every cow in your milking. But we don't pass in the way, we pass it on the rabbanah, and the rabbanah only mark it for the meat, not for the milk. It's called impost. Having a live cow is the same as having a lungs that got lost.
So even if you knew, like let's say an example came where someone milked the cow and then they happened to have shefted and they saw that it was a treif.
Then the milk is treif.
Oh, then milk is treif.
Milk is treif.
It's just if you don't know.
Milk is treif. How do you know milk is treif? We spoke about it a while ago. Basayana. Basayana is a gemara mitzamach dal and based on chulin. And that taught the basis. Tmeya. And the Mishnah in Kufta Zayin says that chalav of a treifa is treif, called yotzim and also we call it. Fine. Now, these are all universally accepted facts. Yes.
Let's say you milk it and then 2 months later you shaft it.
Yeah.
How do you know? And assuming that the milk is.
Well, the milk was eaten a long time ago. You consumed it 2 months ago. Right. Right after tshuva.
No. Let's say it's now about to make it to, I don't know, the shaft or something, and then you find out shafting it 2 months later that's a treifa. How do you know that the treifa didn't happen in between the milk being?
It could have easily happened, right? Exactly. He says, Becheskas Kashas. So, no problem. I guess if you sheft it immediately,
right.
Then it's hard to say. And the problem is clearly a problem which the vet tells you had to have been there for a week. You shefted it a minute after you milked it, you don't have a problem. Right. You have to discard that milk, no problem. What's Mir HaMotzi? The Rivash is close to 50%, some even 5%, 4%. The most position is Mishnah Yaakov, famous, says 10%. Okay, let's assume 10%. Good. Fine. Good. But always where it's feasible. The lungs are lost and misplaced, right? The animal may eat. That's Rashi. Rashi says, that, again, I'm skipping over all the sources because I want to, once we get to the Gemara, we'll never finish. So, it's a Mefurisha Rashi, Masech Tachul, the argument is Rebbe's. Again, fine. Good. So far, so good. Now, in the old days, milk came from one cow, a few cows. Obviously, it was a rove. Statistically, there's some treifus. We still rove. Today's are different. All the milk from hundreds of cows are combined. Statistically, a Mir HaMotzi of dairy cows are treifus. It's virtually certain that milk bottled in a dairy contains an admixture of non-kosher milk. It's impossible otherwise. How many treifus do you have today? The chance, they say, that's what written in the Torah, that 30% of the animals we have today are treifus.
Wow. Then that gets back to the same question. How do we know that the treifus have a ton of milk?
We don't. No, so you lie on the roof because it's impossible. To, like an MRI every animal. So since it's impossible to check, so it's like the lungs got lost. But now they're all mixed in together. He gives an example. 100 cows. Let's say it's 10% treifus. 10 of those cows presumed to be treifus, and the milk is treif, right? At least 2 of the cows are treifus is far greater than the probability percentage of treifus is treifus, greatest percentage of treifus. In other words, it's almost for sure. Gewalt. This problem is first written in print by Rabbi Gavriel Yehuda Illowitz. Okay? Comes back to Teves 5763.
Not that long. That's
a long reason,
man. What?
That's pretty recent.
Yeah, no one thought of this. What was the Torah given? Well, no, not Torah given. When would they start having milk coming from? Must be 100 years, no? That all the milk is coming from.
Really combined?
Yeah. Past 100 years. Now we hope we just started 5780. This should have been written in 5680. It took, 83 years till they woke up? More than that. I don't know. Go on history books. You could They say now the milk comes from hundreds of cows.
Very strange.
Go on the internet and find out, when did that start? This idea of mass production of cows? I'm guessing it's 100 years ago. I'm wrong.
In factories like that?
Yeah.
What are they doing now, about 100 years ago?
You don't think it's 100 years ago? When I grew up, milk came in these big containers like we have today, and it was presumably from hundreds of cows. When did it start? Didn't start at 5763. I'll give you that. That's 2003, 2002. Believe me, it started before that. I'm guessing it could be 100 years before that. No one woke up until somebody woke up.
A typical dairy farm has over 15,000 cows.
There you go. Okay, so that's today. Now go into history and see how much. 100 years ago.
Oh, no, sorry. That's considered a large dairy farm.
Modern dairy farming began early 1900s after pasteurization was developed in practice.
There you go. So I guessed right. Early 1900s. Now we're the early 2000s. That's about 100 years ago.
So strange.
No one thought about it for close to 100 years. Okay.
It's not like the
charm cashier. Okay, listen. Is that what it is? Baruch Hashem. Gives you the... So what's the Charlotte? Do we take into account the miut? That's the Charlotte. Do we take into account the miut? Don't we take into account the miut? Do we or don't we?
Sorry, can I explain what do you mean by miut? I thought I said it's a bada. It's a bada that it's in the milk.
You can't say bada. It's 99.999% statistically. What if you had, you were locked in, all 500 cows, 10,000 cows, whatever, all kosher? It's possible.
Okay.
Statistically, it's virtually impossible.
Right.
You can't say it's impossible.
Right.
It's virtually impossible. Right. Okay, but not totally impossible. Fine. So that's the question. That's the question. What are you going to do? So, Gewalt. So he tries to bring Raya's L'chumra. Okay? This is Rabbi Illowitz. This is a fascinating Raya. The Mishnas Yaakov, he says as follows. He thinks there was already a Mir Tamatzi of Trefus during the Beis HaMikdash. But Thomas Bismada Gemara, that's what the Ramban writes. Again, I'm trying to avoid the Gemara now, but the Ramban writes at the beginning of Chulin, and it was a Mir Tamatzi of Trefus Araya during the Beis HaMikdash. Internal Trefus was so extremely rare as to be virtually non existent. I was up there. I don't know why I had to say that. I don't know. I'm not being mature right now. How do you prove it? Quotes the Gemara, Mishnah Pesach. So, Korban Pesach, they took every single korban and they threw the blood on the Mizbeach. Everyone knows that, right? Everyone davened this morning? I don't know. Chorav Asaf Pesach. What has it gone? Choshim Kalman. Davon Ton. What? Maton Achas, right? Well, that's one. That's relevant to this. One sprinkling of every korban on the Mizbeach. Fine. If Yehuda said, after they finished it, they took the dam from the floor and they sprinkled it. Why? To the pressure of the large number of Paschal sacrifices. It's amazing how fast they were going. The Kohen might have missed one. So the pooled blood has all the blood of all the Korbanos. Okay? Gevaldik. What a great, a failsafe. In case you missed one. Problem is, Rabbi Yehuda. We know Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Come on, what is your Shita hold about Min Bimino? No? Min Milo Bottle. Blood cannot be bottled. It's Frek the Mishnah Yaakov. Wait a minute. If even one of the animals was Trefa, one. Who knows how many Pesachim they put out? I don't know how fast they went, how much they were on the floor at the time. Even one, it would be terrible. Must be. There were no trefus. There were no trefus with Rana Mikdash. Says Rabbi Illowitz. Wait a second. He says that they took the blood from the floor before they checked the lungs. The question is, if Pshat is that we don't take care about statistics, we assume every single one is kosher. So his argument makes no sense. Why? Maybe there was 10% even then. But each and every Korban Pesach was from the Rov. Everyone. So therefore, you see, Mishnas Yaakov must have assumed you have to take into account statistics. Can't ignore statistics. Says another Haber. I never heard of this.
How is it proof that?
It's a proof that the Mishnas Yaakov says you have to worry about statistics, and therefore there's a problem that there may have been dam of a trefa mixed in, which is no good, because min b'mino is not bottle. So therefore, only on that basis did the Mishnas Yaakov able to come to the amazing conclusion that there was assumed there were no trefas. Because otherwise, if you would assume, let's give the hint away right away. What's the bottom line of this all going to be? We have a right to assume that every single one is kosher, even though it's against statistics. But if that's not true, Rabbi Ilitz says this taka not true. We have to take into account statistics. If it counts statistics, then it really should have been a major problem with the blood. Must be in those days there were no trefas. But if there were trefas, it would have been a problem. Why? Why? Each and every carbon paste was assumed to be for the majority. No, gotta be a statistician and integrate. This is a math major. All of them, with the chance of each and every one together. So the chance can be overwhelming. It's going to be a problem. So he quotes that someone who deftly refuted the argument. Rabbi Asher Zev Schreiber. I don't know who that is. What does it mean? Yeah, it's true that they sprinkled the blood before they checked the fetrefus. But he says as follows. The blood on Sochem Daf Samachdal and Samachay was collected, right, after all the Hakrava was complete, obviously. By that time, he says, what does that mean? By that time, that all the Karbanos are complete, he claims, they already checked all the lungs. They really were 10% like today. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even a single animal found to be a trefa, right? Then the sprinkling of the blood of all of them would not have worked. Would not have worked. So Mishkas Yaakov says that trefas were so rare, not based on a halakh assumption that you can't ignore statistics. No, they checked. They found there were no trefas. That's what happened. They checked. There were no trefas. Again, this is complicated. I'm not going to say exactly the reverse. The Mishnah Sefer is an article here, so I'll give you a full chance to read. Rabbi Zilberman Shlita of Ayeshiva has in his own beautiful sefer called Tov Lev. I don't think I can show it to you. I don't think it's on any online ways. He says over here, he quotes the Mishnah Yaakov. This is on page Nun Zayin. He says he wants to arrive the opposite of Mishnah Yaakov. What? I'm reading what it says over here. His question is, Eloi of Miyotam Moshe shall trade for Sareya, who Srichos Livdo Kol Areyas, who Mistama Yemotsus trade for Sareya, who Yechol Mizruk Tama Tarovas, Rabbi Yudah, and Dama Vadalda. Okay, that's what he says. It must have been done. Now wait a second. Who Masha Tiris of Mishnas Yaakov, who the cave in the trade for Lohayu Shchiri Kokach, watch this now, Lohaya Chir Bidika, it was less than 10% than it's supposed to now. The cave in Loyoda Mabirisha Trevis, some Choacheskas Kashan Shokolecha Viechad Mizarku Damataros, for carrot. They didn't check. See, this Rabbi Schreiber says by the time they got to it, they checked them all. And Rabbi Zilber says they never checked it at all. For carrot, they didn't check it. I would think we have to check. Must be that in those days it was a big check, so you didn't have to check. So I'm not sure, I don't have Mishnah Siak in front of me, but they refute him. They're right in two extreme ways, opposites of each other. Either by the time that they finished the all the rays have been checked, or they never checked any of the rays. Either way, they're not got the right. Fine. So let's get to the main source, which proves that's mutter. I'm going to skip everything here, and we'll come back here. I can go here.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is that you want?
Shulchan Aruch.
Second tab on the top.
Oh, thank you. Shulchan Aruch, let's stop with the English. Shulchan Aruch. Siman Pei Aleph. This case, Mamish. Okay, watch what happens over here. Gvinos shenasu mecholo behema. If it nimtz a treifa, it would treifa, as you said earlier today. Shefsha shalo irelo ela ata. Certain things around the buteris. Hashtu the nitrifa, so you said, go to chazaka, right? Av yudua shekono shecholva nitrifa. It gives examples. An extra limb. It must have been born that way. It was congenital. Kol agvina shenasa mechava asuras. Good, obviously. Much is that. From hoya be'edir and behemos acheros. You found a treva behem, but it's with many other behemos in the same herd. Vinis areva chalava im chalava acheros. Oh, here's our case. A dairy farm. Mama, show a case. They're all mixed in. Holken b'ach hashir shishim. Okay, b'atam b'shishim, b'mimina. Lach b'lach. T'miyay shishim b'heimis b'eder. V'lo yadina b'vaday shecholav min ha-trefa hiyosu mecholav achas achas. They all have the same amount of milk. Arminan, mistam adik ha-shishim. Hu muter. We assume it's muter.
He's assuming that there's less than 10%.
Hold on a second. Shach. What people got? What the shach? Oh, that was a shach.
Oh. Yeah.
I saw people got it. I apologize. Pirish. Im yadina bevare shechola v'yosem yichola. What's that? Ches. Vav, the 60 behemoths, of course, they are ishaveta. Afal gav the lo bodakno acheres adayin, the rov behemoths becheskas ksherasim. Wait a minute. You found one trefa. There's 60 others. We're going to assume okay, hit 60 home runs in a row. Everyone was kosher. What? Everyone's kosher. It's a statistical almost impossibility. 60 to all be kosher. How can it be? You see those statistics. Mefurash ben mechaber. And if you look in the Vilna Gaon,
why endorse statistics? I thought this is not a statistic.
This proves that we disregard statistics.
Yeah,
this proves that all our milk is kosher. And if you look in the Vilna Gaon, the machzakina lekulu b'ksheros. We saw all 60 akasha. Why? The rov v'chule. What's rov v'chule mean? Rov behemas ksheros. I is a miyat. Even a miyat shen a matzi. There's more than 160 to be trained for. Come on. You see, if there's often a mechaber, we ignore statistics. Black and white. He has rejoined into this Rabbi Illowitz. It's a Rabbi Feldman. It says, before the pilpulim, you're against the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch says, well, now we can pilpul if you want to have fun. But before we get to that, this, no, not this one.
Where
do
you want
to get
it?
Bottom? This?
No.
This? Ah, okay. Shulchan Aruch. Of course, Rabbi Hartman quotes this. We just read it. What you just saw? $600, $6,000? Doesn't make a difference. Even the extremely high statistical probability of the presence of a significant quantity of milk derived from non-kosher to be ignored. But foolish. Gewaltig. I saw a typo over here. Source. Am I correct? Is that a typo? I mean, it doesn't affect the cogency of the article, Chas v'Shalom. Okay? Because a true Ashar, a case of a Sheikhet, he didn't know what's going on. They're not a beat by the rares. He compares it to a case where the rare is lost. All the meat is kosher, all the kelim are kosher. And he adds as follows. We shouldn't say it's almost certain that some of them are treifus. No. Why? We eat from each of the animals in the herd. We cook milk from each of the animals in the pot. And we are not concerned. All our pots should be treif. Rabosai. All of our pots should be treif. Our milk pot should be treif because of the milk. And our flesh pot should be treif because of the chicken. That's what they call from Zalman Nechemia said. If you're going to go with statistics, every pot is treif. I know. We try to stay away from meat. Chicken. We want a chicken family. It's not yontif, we have meat. Fine. Simchas yontif. Other than that, it's expensive. It's high cholesterol. You want to be, how you say it today, environmentally sensitive. You know what? So we don't have too much meat. We have chicken all the time. But there are treifus and chickens. And if you have meat, so we've had meat in the same pots for so many years. So one of us be treif. That's how we have eaten our pots. You should have to cook at disposables. It'll be very bad for the earth. So ask for disposable plastic now in certain places. It's a good thing we don't pass like these people over here. All the pots are treif. You have to ask the machmirim. How do they eat from their pots?
Can I just
explain again, why is it
so clear in Shulchan Aruch that we're ignoring the
statistics?
Shulchan Aruch is
still
saying that you need
Shishim, and at least the statistics. You have, we saw, you're right. Shulchan Aruch itself, you can't prove it. The Shach proves it. The Shach says, that's the original source that they're quoting from, that you have one trait for animal for sure, and there are 60 other animals in the herd. We say all the milk that are mixed together is kosher. You made cheese out of it. Eat the cheese. Statistically, overwhelming chance that at least one of the other 60 was also a treif. Now you're stuck. 2 out of 61 is no good. We ignore it. Very ridiculous.
I still need the shishim.
Yeah, you need shishim. Yeah.
So if the statistic is 30%.
No, we don't know anything. You can't point to any count it as a treif.
Each time you shed.
Every time you check, you assume this comes from the Rove. We'll see soon. Milk, I'm not sure what he's trying to get. How do you check on Yom Tov? Ochel Nefesh, right? What about his trefer? The Maisa, what if they found a situation where there were a majority trefer? Talk about that. Quote said, if the majority is treifa, you're not allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Because chances are, it's inedible. So he wants to know, Rabbi Halpin, or Levi Yitzchak Halpin, is a chronic rebel, the big gedolim of the past generation, known for his famous story about technology. He was him. Mechon and technology, he was Rabbi Halpin for decades and decades. He says, well, they didn't drink milk over there. But the majority of the animals, he says, were treifa. It's takakasha. He wants to say, it's a cheskes heter. That's a chidush nifl. Cheskes heter. What? Ruba v'chazak or ruba odif? He doesn't understand. And
it just happened.
Yeah. Hold on. He says as follows. He says, in case the majority are not actually treifus, but we can't resolve it. Like circus. I'm not going to go straight for them. Many animals have circus. You know what circus are? They cause them adhesions on the lungs. So, it depends how you deal with it. So, this is called Beis Yosef Glatt. Any adhesion, they. Goodbye. They have very few animals. I don't know how they eat any meat, but club. There are adhesions all over. We, Ashkenazim, what do? Peel it away, this and that. We still call it glatt, whatever. The word glatt is a hard word to understand precisely. Let me tell you this way. Today's world, if it's not glatt kosher, you can't eat it. It's treif. It's glatt kosher milk, it's glatt kosher cheese, it's glatt kosher. Everything's glatt. It doesn't make any sense. The word glatt means a smooth lung, but it became. It was a borrowed term.
Medical was so kosher
when they. But kids, the reason why is a majority treif. Because we have chumris. Come on, half of them are probably kosher anyway. So therefore, We can't eat it because of the chumras, but when it comes to the milk, we can be mekel. Okay, fine. That's the way to take care of that problem. I can't go to that. Okay.
So he doesn't like the cheskas head there?
No, he's saying
really,
if you can't bring a raya from the fact that they were able to drink milk when they couldn't sheft on yontif, because they couldn't sheft on yontif because of chumras, so we can't eat those cows. But b'ikir adin, klap b'shmaya galya, most of the kosh. Okay, fine. Good. Quote, I can't read this. I don't know how long this even is. It's going to go forever. Oh, here's the one. There's a Ruba the Easter come on and Ruba the Lesser come on. Okay? What's Ruba the Easter come on mean? What does that mean? Achei Rabba Mahatos. Right? You find two judges versus one judge. We spoke about this a long time ago. Here's the following case. There are 10 stores. Not a kosher. Again, I'm not going to put it. If we get to the Gemara, we'll never finish this. I want to discuss other things today also. Okay. So it's called the Parish, Meruva Parish. Famously close to Gemara. You assume it's kosher. Okay? Now, that's a Ruba the Issa come on. There are 10 stores. Now, Ruba the Lesser come on means what? The majority of all animals in the world are not treif. Each and every one is yule is not treif. Even though some of them are treif. The universe has treif or not treif. You know, it's true. But every single animal is detached from everything else. And you pass it, that's all finished. Finished. Okay, let's leave that. I can't go to this detail over here. Kavua, not conclusion. No, it's very short. Of course, Rabbi Menashe Klein. We follow the Rove. We say that each and every one is from the Rove. Not even one from the Miut. That Svaros B'nai Adam are to be totally ignored. Whoever doesn't want to rush upon the law of Parash, Mimu Parash, the reason of human intellect, is if he disputes the Torah of heaven for faith. That's the answer. Promotion. Chas v'shol. Okay. So, do you got to be illiterate, which is a kofer? Chas v'shol. Chas v'shol. He's trying to follow the law as he sees it. But, okay. This ad kind of a black. Beautiful, beautiful article. Now, let's discuss this in a little bit greater depth. Fine. So this Rabbi Illowitz, I can't show you this whole bar, I have it in front of me, but if you can get it, I'll put it online. You get this thing, it comes from a Kovitz based Aaron V. Yisrael. Of course, excuse me, I didn't realize.
All the Kovitz
are online then. It's based Aaron V. Yisrael. Shana Yud Ches, Gillian Base, called Kuf Dalit or Resh Ben Gimel, I'm not sure. Actually, this is over. Well, the page, that's a page. I think it's no, the Kuf Dalit, I think.
Sean Yitzchak Bet?
Yitzchak Bet. Page Samach Vav is where it starts. Go. Let's read it, okay? This is, according to Rabbi Bleich, who's a lucky nifle of an era, is the first printed thing ever to question why we care about milk. Ever in history. Even though the dairy farms we said before were what? How many years? 80 years or more years before this even happened? Okay. Heter Achalov. Bizmanenu Achuz Gadol Me'abemus between 20 and 30% are treif. Really treif. Not just, you know, chumras. So the question becomes, Gewalt, every single animal, every is we found on the rove, Rubud Lesser come on. Well, Haino, we call it a Svara. It said, Achri Rab Lahatas, he says, Exeris Akosta, Ba Isa come on, like Sanhedrin, or Ten Chanuyos. but not. This is just that's a kaman. It's in the globe, in the earth. That's a svara. What's a seker? What's a seker? The survey. Moresh benog shabol rov ksheres. We assume this animal is kosher. That's we have one animal. Okay, fine. I have to do 100 animals. I have 100 animals. Right? Well, yeah. He takes a shvur. If there's one animal which is treif in this whole herd, I can't eat bread. You can't eat bread? That's what he says. Because it's certainly going to be statistically 99%. So you need shish and levata. Bismanenu, they milk all the mixed milk together. Every single container of milk has hundreds or thousands of cows. They didn't have that in the old days. So we are sure, based on statistics, that there's at least 20% of trefa behemoths here. All right, some of them are sphakis, okay. Okay. But still, there's at least 10% trefas for sure. What? There's not even 1.6 trefas, really? It's impossible. How do you drink milk, Bismarck? You can't even drink milk. Impossible to drink milk, that's his kasha. Finished. Now, yeah. Statistica, look at this word. Statistica. Right? So you can't, you have to follow the statistics. He brings rice, statistics, statistics, statistics. Now, for after mutlo lodom lechol harbe behemoth permission to man harbe, I eat many from many cows. Alpha pisha pisaker bevadesh benem treif. For sure. No, every time I eat a cow, I assume that's the kosher one. I, at the end of the beat, it's not a problem. It's like Yavish be Yavish going to the Rajba. Oh, why am I saying the Shia today? Because it is. We just finished him in Kuftes. The Rajba says, we just saw it yesterday. Mamish. I eat this, the Shachbos, the Chobos, and Mice. I have this, I have A, I assume A is kosher. I have B, I assume B is kosher. I assume C is kosher. That's illogical. Okay, what is treif? When I eat A, I assume B or C is straight. When I eat B, I assume A or C is straight. When I eat C, I assume A or B is straight. No. Yeah. What do you call it? Lechel, echad, echad, mutter. Yeah. Okay, one at a time is mutter. Yeah. Where does he come to the end of this? Quotes a Gemara. Hold on a second. I may have skipped something which inadvertently. Yeah, this goes to a bracket. But where does the brackets end? Where's there a closed bracket? This. Long brackets. He never finishes the sentence. Sorry, I'm a little confused over here. There it is. He wants to say as follows. Call the parsh with a parsh. We know that. Shapir Shuaro Bezachazet, Osu La Ochlum Kulub Bezachas. After Chalakolecha the Hetter Shalrov. Ven Chosen the Kviustum Idekach, Mufur Shigamon Zvachamayan Gimbal. Otto Migisasra, the Kongam Os Lokum Kumba Vasachas, came in the Sura Baruba Isa Venimsa Shochalisur. Alma, I feel a hecha the Chala Kolecha Bifniatsa Hetashal called the Parish, the Komakom, came in Shiudual on a Sheshkan Isur, Osir. That's certainly true. That's the Ruba the Isa come on. We know for sure one was treif. So now they all split out and they came back together again. Of course they can't eat it together. One is for sure treif. Of course you can't even tell the ones for short treif. So he says he wants to say of a kol shekein he makes, but then halacha charob with the lesser come on hecha de al pi cheshbon isura beruba isay the asur. Some say no. Mutal lecha kol bema leatzma. Lo amirat miut ha treifas ve baolam ha le kavua kamachsa machsa. The mizah muchach da miut lecha bem tzias klal. And therefore, even though you combine all together, we should ignore it. That's what some people say. He doesn't understand. Is kacha ish the miut to deny the minority? Come on. He says, it doesn't make sense, says he. So you can't rely on the rove. Because we see, we keep checking. Every time we check, the 20% of trefa. How can you ignore that? Oh, he wants to say, wait a minute. He wants to be maker for the following reason. When a Torah, a bottle berov, lach b'lach, our body requires shishin, then we should say that each and every one is a hetek of the ruba, the lesser kamon. Only if you combine it all together, there's the idea we have an iser. That's the Chazal never goes in Bechai Gavim. V'inei mevad she'en lanu l'chadish b'svor l'ara b'halchas kavuas b'di raya. A raya fakert. V'machlok nasi rash b'nir rosh b'yavish b'yavish ar inyonim. V'sarav chad b'trei v'bot l'afim b'drabonan v'shuv nisbatl b'lach. The divya rash b'on v'chav v'kuftes. The Yosur, because it came lach balach, the shishim, even though even one of them was muta yomish biyomish. They only arguing the rush was arguing the bittul yomish biyomish. To chozer ha'isa nepach v'het the nepach liosentik and moshe biyasham borech. Lachain kloich paslonim yivashem achakach. Fraction is arv v'stchila balach k'tzuchu chazal shishim came in this arv kan ba'odo isur gazir otto sheminu. You know, didan. Kule yama modu the tzorach shishin kevan dal kolponim yudua lanu sheyesh kan chalot trefa. Not true. Yudua means you see it with your eyes. Now you know it with your head. Okay. I quote our Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch beferish. If on the sucha you say everyone is suffering trefa. And then do it us. Kevich and his barash and tomid b'chol giloi v'sugev emes v'sugev trefus v'eshkan rubud lesek amon v'yoseh v'kach devada sheyeshkan trefus statistically. And nothing's going to help. Chazaka won't help. Maybe it's only suffic trefus. That's not going to help. Oh, here's the answer. Bitl yavish b'yavish. You got to love this. Nepach ha'isa liyoseta v'shuv v'enachozov v'neir v'sarav. There'll be a rush. At least the rush is going to be good. So kol ha'behemah sheba'olam u'rovos v'amir trefes b'telos b'rovak sheres v'nefchos leheter v'shuv v'enachozov v'neir. Oh, Hashem, great. Solve the problem. All the cows are bottle b'rov. He wants to call it yavish b'yavish. Min b'mino. Says he. After Kaim Lambda Simon Kuf Yud about Kaim Lo Bateli, oh, Midrabon, right? That's a Choshev. The Kaim Lo Koshin Nishchetu, I feel Nishchet Echad Mehem is Mutter. So too, Bishosh Shachol Vemeh Abehema Vachol Vemeh Eno Din Bal Chai Shap Vechal Ala Din Bittul Vero Yavish Biyavish. Says he. Hine Poshet. Da Filu Em Noma Kein, Ein Bezel Het Derak Lashitus Haramo, Shehekel Karosh Verak Bishas Atchak. Aber sie das am Khabe sche Pasuk Rashba, the Yavish be Yavish in the battle for Shuv the special Sorach Shishim, kam ni dan Sorach Shishim. Wait a minute. Problem. We discussed at the beginning of yesterday's Shira. Even the Rashba is a can't eat all three, but you need two. For Af, the Dama Rashba, Mutu Lechel, Rova, Tarova, Slor, Mini, Surah, the Ruba, Yisrael, look at the Shach, we saw this yesterday, Sikon Vav. The Kom, Benil, Didan, Borur! What's Borur Shaboru? What is this? This is a mistake? Borur Shaboru Lako. No, it's not a mistake. It's clear to everybody. Sha'ochav me'ayisu v'stabed lo'itiru. Ein chavas das sitkod nav and kemach bekemach. The also lechol chelik metarovis came into bevada nivla. That's no raya. Then you know for sure it's trei bekemach. Our whole point over here is that you don't know. You don't know. That's exactly the point. That raya is not a raya at all. And besides that, he says, we don't assume that Chal Torah is bitl. Then he says, that's no that taruvis. You can't say bitl berov on the animals. You don't know if anyone is in a strafe. You don't know. And according to the Shach, no taruvis is a daraisa. Everything, this is very on point to us in the Siman Kuf Tes. He quotes the Shach of Konya Beis, Rabbi Nodachal Bilhuak Ibn HaTorah. And besides that, there's another reason why you can't say Yovish B'Yovish. Why? Every Rubel Lesser Kavon, the Trefa, will say, Vivat the Mina Behemoth B'Yol B'Rov of Sheris? No, we don't say that. You don't say Bitl B'Rov. It's Rubel Lesser Kavon, you don't say Bitl B'Rov. That's not the Mina with the Issa, come on. Okay? Fine. Who's come on? Is that called a Savik Korach HaTaruvis? Savik Kloli Ba'olam! Yeshlem Habit Trevis. If you shecht all the Emes in the world and one Emes is left, it'll still be the same Savik. So you can't put it, it's not a Taruvis. See, therefore he says it doesn't work. Doesn't work. Atkan. Atkan. He has no good heter. There's no highlight drinkable today. Wow. No joke. The bottom line, he says, he thinks, Chashash d'oraisa? What? Why Chashash d'oraisa? Why the Batel Baruch? What's that? You know? No Yavish Biyosh, but Ruth Less come on. Psa. Achronim, Lo Shayach will come on, Bitl Yavish Biyosh, Kevin should know that Taroves, Shlohoyev Olam Ap Pamahet, the Mavura of Akun, and that will be also Taroves, correct? Okay. He says that both base Akarab Mahatis, Nepech Isa Leos Heter, so before the Gemara in Chulin, Hechiyach Bistra, how do I make beat? I made beat, Chashin Lemiyuta. What do you see? There's no bitl, b'yavish b'yavish, but Rubel has to come on. So borrowed, ain't no other b'nidan, but I didn't bitl, yavish b'yavish. Okay. And no, not even lach b'lach. Why? Chashash d'oraisa, aim the bitl ben HaTorah. Why? Why? Well, why is it d'oraisa? Right? No b'taruvis, lo shayach bitl. Why is it no b'taruvis? Because they milk it straight into one another. That means it comes out when it's from a kosher animal. I don't see why it should be d'oraisa. This yudav, I don't see why it should be d'oraisa. I just don't understand it. Okay, fine. This is what he says. Fine. So now, he goes further than that. He wants to say, it's unbelievable. Balei Chaim, what did he say that? Not potato, what did we do? Watch this now. Look at this now. No, he says, no, I know the Taruvus. He says, oh, Shabbat the rice. Look what he says now over here. Oh, this is such a long article. I found it somewhere. He wants to say that you milk the cow, you're over an Eim Mevat and Issa Lechatchila. Where is that? Kifane. Here it is. I found it. Look, watch this. He says, you know, we don't know there's an issa there. Yeah. Indeed, there was that in Bittul issa ka'es, which is the next of the yesh ka'es, neither shall issa bevadai. The gam zeh bechlal emi vat nisa lechat chila. He says, you milk a cow. That's what he says. Pil deploy. And bevad nisa lechat chila. Is that really true? Okay. You want to say it's also amazing, because we learned that sugya. Monkey left and dalit. This is he. Now how do we go to the next one? Where's the next one? This is, we had Kuf. Kuf Chet is what we want now. I want the article. Maybe it's this one.
Who's article?
The Rabbi Feldman wrote an article. El Tavshin Sabbath. This one? This one?
Think so.
El, yeah, this is the one. So the Rabbi Feldman wrote back to him. This is it. Page Kuf Aleph. Print 101.
Something like that.
101.
Enter.
Press enter.
Let's
go back. Here we go. He quotes Yedidi Amuflik Matera, Chorf of Bogi Tuva. He says he's dead wrong. He's dead wrong. Okay.
Who are these people, Rabbi?
I don't know. I never heard of them. Hubaterem kol yuuyin lehalon osvav shochachnu bebiru gomet lokedvarov from an offer to the Shulchan Aruch. Pay aleph beis. What we're doing here is just pilpul, because it's you can't argue the Shulchan Aruch, can you? Well, some people think they can argue the Shulchan Aruch, but Pashas, most people don't want to argue the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. He writes like this. He's saying that he thinks that Reuben Lester Kamon is the Mirt and the Metzias, Vadoyas, Akayamas, Labo, but also Shir Shirinu Lashavah. This is what he says. He assumes that. The Ose. He says like this. Ulesa kamon lo chashina lamir klal klal. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. Vuzel maus achiluk bein hanach tresuge rov. The berubah disa kamon hare gamamir kamon. We know there's one store sells treif. You know there's one piece of meat is treif. One diet says also another says mutter. Mashenke berubah the lesser kamon ein amir ba becheshbon klal. It has to be that way. Look, he explains logically. To be achas sherov amir ein on the fanenu. Nashas suffered nola mitzad atzma shall call behema. He makes sheira karov or treif kamiyut. For golden on krol the smachal ishpot shikarov. Him came gam shenidon al kolah behema shabolam. Make a taste of lomah shishtana din. But the only Tosafot the Rebbe of Amos should sell the Sroelikach. She bechol behema behema kshalatzma ika rov stodim shiksheru miyut stodim shiktrefa or matoz el basaruba v'kei v'shachro hi al kol behema v'fnei atzma ken be Rebbe of Amos ein kan el kefel hasofek pomem rabos ein hasofek v'achro shel kol behema tluyim v'chaver teklal. That's pshat. That's bad. The subtle shalom apas tarovis came as she ain't a tarovis gorem as suffik. Kmoke ain't a gorem the shinach rov ben behemah achas the tarovis behemah rabbis kachol shiyu Din mea kedin achas. Ida metzius. Ida metzius. Look, he says. Look, he says. The two possibilities of the suffix. So we should ask every single behemoth. Why should we assume? The fact that the majority are healthy, so what? So what? Why do you have to be making? You can't say call the parish with a parish in this situation. Who says? What's up, Shah? The golem krod as inabasaru hai ruba means what? Which rove? Ruba lasa come on. Al karcha tzarech lama da hanesh esomchen ono de bistama teva olabuk arov. Komashiyera v'rov pamim zeo sivyo menaga shalola. Miyud pamim naseh de kavua ela me'oro o mikro b'yalma. So shabon alo nach mehema musuyemes kol shen reyes le lefaneinu lo mashu bin arv miyud. Eina nu nechlas le beis ha-sovik v'se klal. Ki bistama ma'am idinos ono esa olam al sidro o minhago v'lo chashinan dem ora hayotze bin ha-klal. That's Ruben Lester, come on. That's what it means. Finished. Who said so? Who said so? He quotes that. No, complicated. No, this is complicated. Rav Noda Biyud. Leave it out for the moment. Shkop. Okay, fine. And he'll take Kavua. They had the Raya Beruri L'chol Omer Shulchan Aruch Pei Aleph of Beis. That's what he's saying. You're allowed to mix all the milk together, no problem. Let's say you had a Ruba the Issa come on. I think let's go back to the beginning. Let's say you had 70 kosher animals and 30 treif animals in front of us. How do we know? We did MRIs. Yeah. We did an MRI on 100 animals. 70 a kosher and 30 a treif. He says like this. Let's see if we can find it. Ilu irvu shloshem achuz behemoth shein vadai treifis b'shivim achuz behemoth v'vadai cheris. Who b'disa come on? He says, vadai v'shur Hayamutu la'arev cholav meharve behemus yachad calls man sheyesh rov k'neged shira treifus. He thinks it certainly would be permissible. How does he know? How do you know it's true? What he says? He says as follows. You want to tell me, my dear friend, my yedid, charev ubaki, you know that stuff, that we're going to kiss. There's so many behemoths, machriim onosh amitzius nimsheches, bal karcho yesh lefanenu rov ksheretz umir treves. Ken shuv yecholam ono lovo lachsheres habehemoths because we would easily come on. Mali ro'idu beinenu with our own eyes, she'ir v'umir treves, in which case he assumes you have all the milk together. Umali ro'idu b'uriya sichlis, he assumes that the same way as you can see with your own eyes, you see with your intellect. It's all the same thing. So therefore he says, it's okay. He says, Ad Beis Achronos. That's an interesting question. We're not learning Kuf Yud now. That's a simple Kuf Yud. If you have a whole bunch of Ubudisa come on, you can keep eating and eating and eating because you still have a majority. When you get down to two, it's not a majority anymore, you have to stop. So you have all the milk and all them, just leave the last two out. Unless you have 100 cows, you can milk 98 of them. And assume that it's okay, because, who is to come on? You can eat. Sometimes you can eat the cows, you can eat the milk. That's what he says. But this is all Lefi Devarav. All this whole logic that he's saying over here is only according to this, his Mahalach. But he said the whole thing is wrong in the first place. It's not true. And he quotes all the various riots that we said earlier. Fine. So far, So good. I lo know the Tarovis. Yes, Akasha. So I went to Great Teretz with our Megillah Sefer. Megillah Sefer says what? Come on. It's Balter right away. It's Chol Zevenil. It's never Chol Zevenil. We never discovered it. We never shut the cats. We never shut the cats. Yeah. These are some of the reasons to be made. Then there were the more radical reasons. The more radical reasons, but really radical reasons. Let me go back here. This.
What is your...
More radical reasons. What are the more radical reasons?
I might not be on this website.
Sorry?
Maybe another website.
More radical reasons. Plain old Bar-Ilan. Shuvas van Hogus.
All the way down.
Sternberg Schlitter. Hey, he's up to Zion already. Send him an email. I should put the next two up. Really, it's a very important safer. Okay? Chelekei, luckily we have up to Hey, Baruch Hashem. We're locked in. Resh Mem Hey. He said, you know, there's a lot of trefa, some of was 50% trefa. How do you drink milk? Somehow he's only a suffix, we said before. Yeah, but the bottom line is, some of them are really trefa. Come on, wow, we never heard of some of the Machman and not to drink milk. Never heard of it, he never heard of it. We heard of it, he never heard of it. Okay? Lo shamanu machmir b'zeh. There's my name, a lot of trefa. What we should wear, we shouldn't drink milk. Emes. Today milk comes from a... can you read this? Is it big enough? Comes from a factory. And they come from a tremendous number of cows. Batel Barov. Is never leheter. I rabban and gozu sheivatel davka b'shishin. He has a different, a very simple Issa. Who rak oma sheish vada Yisr. Aba b'shosh she'en yadu ba vada in yesh kan trefa. Lo gozu basi shab. Shai. Shai. Lo gazru. No gazru at all. Min demino lo gazru. Rabbi Ilibet said we have, he said we have no right to make sure it's for him. But Rabbi Shlomo is not, says he has no problem with that. But he's still bothered a little bit. Why? The taruva shel min demino v'achos asuris anshe maise machmirim. Anshe maise machmirim. And here if I cared, you take from one cow, it's worse. He's assuming that if you have many cows, there's no problem. Then have many xera of mimimino, if you don't know the disease for sure. But one cow should be worse than so many trefas bisman hazeh. It's another wacko chiddush. Watch this. Yotzi me'er tamei tamei. Go to Pesach Tshuva. Yeah. Certain, it's considered to be Torah in some case. What do you see? Ein ayotzi mitam 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 yamamish. We know that if it's quoted in the Rambam, it's certainly true. You don't get malchus. Remember Baron Cutler's Shuvah, the whole thing? You don't get malchus. Okay. That part I can understand. But look what he says now. Achidish Naira. Okay, Shlomar. She'isur chefza de macholas asuris hurak mitam yatzmo velo biyotze. What? Hosha tore asur ayotzi mitam yatzmo en isur mitzat chefza Alula can isur gavra, isur achoka, shasros al atorah gei shisraga mechilas atamim. Unbelievable! That's mind boggling. That's what he says. That's a little bit much, if you ask me. But his next svara is interesting. I think it's at least we could possibly say it. Svara charata, he calls it. I think it is charata. To kevan shehikar isur reyotim atamim hu chiddush. Umakar had din, cause of a Rambam, Michun Saladama base, Mibas the Torah, and cause of the off tummy. The ace basayana, Zubates also. We saw that already, right? The egg of a tummy is tummy. What did the call of Roma Adam and the Bates also the Rambam? Had the also been a tummy. The Rambam says, call the also Kiyana, Ulchalad Vorim of Domu the Bates. Zok Belakis. Hayanas, when they carry she tamea. We know the yana is a tray for a bird. Tamea bird, you have to be careful. It's a min tummy, right? Non kosher species. Nimkei Shlomo. Shemasha Torah also has a yosi me tummy. Eno ala duma de yana. Vahainu, she yosi me daba ha nikashu tummy. So cholav a yotzi me a trefa, kol zman she a trefa nikeres leinenu, afshe behema gufa asura, mikol makom kema she eno nikol leinenu, ke shloma she yotzi me mena, eno nikol miso yotzi me a tome, al zela in kzeres a kosov lesa, they ploy, chidish nifle malayra, chidish nifle malayra, and yotzi from a behema trefa, we don't know it's trefa, it's kosher, solves the problem, so if he's right, solve the problem completely. Solve the problem. Solve the problem. Such a chidish nifl. Where do you get it from? I have to have a raya or something. Where do you get it from? He says like this. Im ki ein lanu dei hochachos lekvos frozen masmerim. Yeah. Miu haminig ha-poshim sheshosim cholav al-shaman ha-shachoshim nechmiyam ulai cholav trefa shap yishlomo k'mashim ha-safti. So no, there's a yotzi mitamei l'nesiklah. Yeah, he calls a toisus in the sechta chulin. Shem nitzu treifa lachas shchita. Oz neser achol shachol v'mele b'chav. We just saw it in Shulchan Aruch, right? Hayna derak achas nimtzu v'nisbarer mikano la'avos shayis the treifa. Oz neser achol v'mafreya. Aval kol zman shlo no, there's a treifa v'hutar acholav. That was a chiddush. It's Sarah Old Biru. You better believe it. But that's what he's suggesting, a Chinish Nifla. He tries to bring a Raya. Watch this. The Machlokas, what happens if the Raya got lost? Got lost. Right? Got lost. Rashi, sorry.
I think what he said, if they checked one of these cows after, we'd be in trouble?
No. We sue the other 99, it's no problem. This solves all the world. If he's right, all the world's problems are solved. If he's right. Rashi, I told you earlier, argued with his rebbes were machmir if the lung got lost. Hello, esmo achal nuchal. Well, yesterday we drank the milk. Hey, chayom, tesa, the boss of Echshah Shrefer. Frank of Sternberg, Velo Koshamini. Indian Echelov. She hisura midin yotze. I feel the members have made a treifa. Become on kavish alonu and yadua shu treifa lo neser midin yotze. Kosh kasafti. As opposed to the basar, so we should worry about it. So this seems to be against this old mahalach. He has it the following. Chul yadav. Azina basar ruba. How do you know? Hod lo chashinan shem mokom nekav koshachit. You know, the kuba salvation, if there's a hole in the esophagus, so the animal's a trefer. So whenever you shecht an animal, maybe in that spot where the knife went, there was a hole there before. So you never eat meat? That's how you know you follow the roof. L'chor tikshi. Lo v'lele gemar, lo chiech mehod, lo chashina shezel, the kuba salvation, lo shriach lal, hari adifa motzi lo chiech, lo de shosim cholof. Lo chashinan shehu mea trefa after shlichi poros trefas. Rabbi Heinemann said, "Yes, you feel all the wrong. When you drink milk, why they call that? Rain on the shaper. Rabbi Cholav ain't a het and samchina shuzel mea rov. Rabbi Shet and miyuchad tafilim and beemes who cholav mea trefa mechomal and yodu alana shu trefa mutu kmosh mesavdu and can ain't rhyme is that doesn't even a ruba." Sorry?
We're not going Basaruba.
No. There's going to be a majority could be Trefa. Mama's Trefa. Still no problem drinking the milk. We don't know every single cow. We see it. It looks kosher to us. We don't know. Well, if he's there near it, Sharashi's over. No. Shahet al Chalav would be din Rov Dafka. Because Rashi is the one who made the argument to his rabbis. Why should you eat the meat knife you drank the milk yesterday? So, Rashi is over from Mishterbos Chish. Okay. With the Shari Shonim, Shaoshim Vinevad Areya, we're right. But the problem is we pass like Rashi. But even going to Rashi, you got this first Ravisa Gavra. You like that first one. The second verse is against Rashi. Kitzanim is a fascinating, amazing tshuva. Here. Here. And now, I saw over here in this beautiful article by Rabbi Zulman Shlita.
That was compelling enough?
I don't know what's compelling. He quotes over here from Rav Dov Weiss. Who was Rav Dov Weiss?
Rav Usher Weiss's brother.
Rav Usher Weiss's brother is the son-in-law of the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Do you remember that story about Rav Usher Weiss's father? Have you read that story?
Yeah.
Unbelievable story. Rav Moshe Weiss, who passed away last year, the year before. He was in the camps. I think it was one of those terrible camps. It wasn't an easy camp. And he switched barracks to take this chicken. And the Nazis kept record. They could have killed him in his place. He wanted to be near the record. The closer of the chassid, whatever, before or after, I don't know. And he stuck with the Rebbe the whole time. And he somehow survived. And he said to the Rebbe, he hopes if he survives and has children, his children should know every single Tosis and Shas. Can you imagine that? He survived. The Rebbe gave him a bracha. And his stories are unbelievable. He stuck with the Rebbe just through thick and thin. And I think all of his kids know every single Tosis and Shas. I don't know all of them. But we know Rabbi Usher Weiss, many of us know him. And there's a Rabbi Weiss in Montreal. I think Rabbi Yonis from Benjamin Weiss. But they say the one who knows the most is this Rav Dov Weiss. He married the Kloisen. Can you imagine that? We became a Chutanim. They were on the same bed in the death camp in Auschwitz. They became a Chutanim later. When the Kloisenberg Rebbe lost his whole family. Whole family he lost. He remarried them. He started a new family. His daughter married Rav Dov Weiss. I met this man once in my life. Interesting story. I was coming back from Eretz Yisrael, one of my January trips for the yeshiva. And you know, when I come back, sometimes I have a chance to rest up a little bit. This day, I had a very difficult day ahead of me. I had to be speak somewhere in the morning, I said a regular shiur, and I was massaging at a wedding, and I have to get sleep on this plane. So I tried to get it arranged a good seat to sleep. And in those days, the best seat was the back of the plane. Only two seats. You know, there's always three or four. Two seats in the back. Two seats. Good. You have to sleep the whole way. So I sits next to me. I had no idea who he was. Rachoshavarov. I had no idea who he was. He walks over to me and says, you know what that is? I said, no idea what it is. That's Rabbi Weiss, the son-in-law of the close of the room. I want to switch seats with you, he says to me. He's a Shabbos. I was sitting there and said, I'm sorry, I'm not like a Sicilian. Forget about it. So I sat for 11 hours, 12 hours next to Rabbi Weiss. The problem, I had to sleep most of the hours. I had no choice but to try to sleep. But we talked learning. I saw him do every choice in Shas. The little that we spoke of learning that on the flight, he knew everything. He had a Gemara with him, but he knew everything. So he has it this too. It's quoted over here by Rabbi Zilberman, Shalita. He quotes this footnote. The last footnote, Harav Dov Weiss, Hevi Achronin, such as a Chidushi of Chaim and the Rambam. Can you imagine the mix of the Chassidim and the Lutheran? Rav Dov Weiss, who's a, you can get it. You can have Be'er, you can get it. Have Be'er? Yeah, get a Be'er. Why not? We get two Habe'ers. We get the two brothers. Haber Nisan Tashsag. And other Tashsad. We'll start with this Tashsad of Usher Weiss.
Where's this one? Do we know which Haber it is? Haber Yaakov?
I have no idea. Is more than one Haber?
Probably this one.
I doubt it. Haber Yaakov closed a long time ago. As this one comes out. Or the last one, No, this has to be early. This tough Shulchan Aleph. Now we never talk about 40 something years later.
Oh, Kriyat Sanz, Estes.
Kriyat Sanz, Abiyah. Now we're talking. Makes sense. Abiyah.
He's the
boy of Rabbi, a goin' Rav Dov Weiss. Abezin's Kiyasan's in Yishalayim.
These are his tongues.
Brother-in-law is the Rav in Tanya. Elo Tashag, that's the article by Rabbi Oshawatz. Let's see that first.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Nisan, I'm sorry.
Nisan
Tashag, Rabbi Oshawatz. Which is this? Yeah, Nisan. Tashab.
I went too far.
Just stop. You went backwards. I want to go to Tashab.
Oh,
Gimel.
It's El already, though, no?
They skipped it.
Oh, El Tishri Tashab.
Should be Tishri Tashab. It's a little Tashab, right? Misleading. I want. Yeah, it needs to touch that.
Okay.
Kuf Pesh, 140. Okay. Watch this. Oh, that's a bizarre on the Chemnir.
Series of
them. Oh.
It's
on the Chemnir. I'm sorry. A bunch of things comes after him. Hold on. No! We teach every behemoth by itself. Otherwise, he says, you can't use any of your pots. All your pots. Yeah, that's that. That's cool. I think Usher Weiss comes right after him. Usher Weiss. Kiyas Shechon of Ramot. Good. Cholov, they say that it's no good because it's such a matter of things. Yeah. Mishpat Torah, Dainina, and Bechol Behemoth, and Ksher, and Men Afri Tzav, and Mishra Abbas, Kulam Shemin in Torah. He's like this. You have 9 chanuyos, right? You find 10 pieces of meat. V'chi also levashnon v'yachad? I think Abayilu would say, yeah. It's impossible. If you have Ruben, the Yisra, come on, the Rashi, they can't be better. But he is. Ki olena aniach she'ela echad min nevela? No. Is a much interesting case. Here's Yerubi Yisrael and Amir Nachum. Herov and Rov Shal Shishim, 60% Jews and 40% Goyim. Okay? You find 10 kids, foundlings. Everyone's considered Yisrael. You can't go to a minion. Because 6 is 4 out of 10 are Goyim. That's ridiculous, he says. And Moshe Weiss, I love him. Okay? He says like this. But they are Amir Trefus. So you have 10 Aden, 20% are Trefus, Pasal the Aden, this is a Korban Pasal, it's called Batela. That's ridiculous. It's Pasha, the Kevin, the Libas, a Rove, it aft, Kashav, Soster, as a Stabas, a Statistic, called Behemoth, Kashel, the Alokas, after with Savin, Behemoth's Rabos, goodbye, nothing to do with Chose Veneer. That's Bittelberov. Bittelberovs. Yeah. But here, it's a Rove, Lesser, come on. Ad Khan. Good. I don't know. He says the same thing. Okay, fine. Now, as Rav Halpern said, let's not turn, if you get me to one more glance for today. See, time is up. I want to talk about medicines. Sunday, I guess. Habe'er, other Tavshin, Samach Dalet.
Just the next. Yes,
page 78. Keep going back. Keep going back. Keep going back. Who's speaking? You sure? No.
What year are you?
No, I want other Tavshin Samach Dalet.
Series of
responses
on the next one also.
Okay. Page 78. Let's go. I assume it's by Rabbi Weiss himself, because they don't have to give his name, because he's the main man over here. Okay, Aleph. He gets the regular stuff. Who's at Trefos? Derech Mechudosh. Oh, here's the Mechudosh. Until now, it's the standard. Here's the Mechudosh, a long line of Rabbi Sternbach. I think Rabbi Dov Weiss, and they're both mainstream poskim. Look what he says. Mechudosh. Isa Cholav, right? Tavavim Mebeza Mechoros. Yotzim and Atame Tame. Achronim say, Yotzim and Atame is not that it's the same Yisr. Din Meyuchad. Look at Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi. Chidush Griz. Can you imagine? B'chor is Avav. Kilos Yaakov. So it's not my mission to this is separate din. No. What's this nature to separate din? He wants it like this. Why we make up the follow the Rov? It's B'din Vadai. Shegeder a Torah linkot kol zman shlo nisbar acheres of his emetzir shalav dibra Torah. Okay, Av Yisrael afresh haya isur tzorach apara b'yal korban. Is that onus? Okay, it's an exception to the rule. Le'ata ula yesh v'chadish. He puts it back for tzorach in and dito na'yomer. He demands all the shots, but still he's a little scared to say it. The kosh da behema b'fneyatzma, he b'chlal rov behema sakshevus. B'chlal zeh oleinu din kol shikshev mutal l'ochlo. He a behema k'sher sh'olav dibra Torah. Okay? Ha'ena b'etzim b'chlal ha'tmeyin v'ayotzim yimena b'vadeh l'ochal l'bisa yotzim. For sure it's mutter. That's what Rabbi Sternberg said. Even though there's a good chance it's trafe, but the milk is certainly mutter. U'chanal the isa yotzim eno din klol l'gal sh'yotzim k'chelek me yisra atzmo. And zeh din nosof. Less of us are Yotzim and Osir. Therefore, Yeshloma, Daft Bevadayim Nerav Mikbosa Cholabayim Is Yehosol Lechol Keechot Harin Isbara Bevado Sheish Kan Isir. Yotzim Mikama Behem Shikol Lechol Lefanele Becheskas Ksheir Bedin Rov Harin Bedin Vadayin Al Yotzim Bedin Yotzim and Atame Bemelam Buta Gam Al Yotzim Bikulam Be Yekiyachad. Being a Raya. What's a Raya? The Rosh said, in Bishlam ki echad akol kechad akol mutter, that's the famous Rosh Hashita, right? You don't say was yavish is butl baro and you come together niflatamo la masina davar mutter lachol kshi yitzida os ibcha masina davar tzvei masina mutter mea Torah echi tochen she davar she mutter yasam tzvei tosso, end quote. End quote. So therefore what? What's the proof? End quote. Where's the parentheses? I don't know. Umucha mizeh, the etzem ha'isa nepach leheter. Ulai koi hashta gami lo nemochi. Umucha mizeh da al-chapi, the hashta koi marosh, the etzem ha'isiba sh'adei taruva satanam, shal gimma chaticha sh'beinem yoyivash bevada isur. V'nisbar lo noy, dekach sh'yesh kan isur, hoyosel lechol. Mikomakom, Kol shekolecha b'fneyatzvah ulefaneinah b'cheskas heter, lo yitochen shatzir ayotze yocholov shem isur v'teru mitam vadai. L'chein afilu shnesayav mitam mikol ha'gimel muta. So too in our case. On the Maram Shik. That's what he says. Other rise to this yourself. Okay, so it's along the lines of Rav Sternberg. Bottom line is, for whatever reason you want, this Chiddush of the Flom, even as Chiddush of the Flom, you have to pass them like a Moshe. I knew Rav Moshe, but I saw it by Blackwater. That you have to, don't think of mathematics and statistics, you assume that it's Mutter. Those who are Machmir, Rav Moshe calls them something I don't want to say, but we would say they're Machmir, we don't use that expression. They mean Hashem Shemayim, but the Psak Hayos of the whole Klal Yisrael is that milk is mutter. Wish everybody a good Shabbos. I'd like everybody to go here Shabbos on Hashuvah Drasha. Sunday morning at 11:30, we resume. We start by asking everyone what kind of who did you hear? What did he say? So you may have what you put. Okay. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
I want to talk about methods. I never got to it.